This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Sudan's residents are cautiously optimistic about the Saudi and U.S. brokered peace talks in Jeddah between Sudan's warring generals amid reports of a lull in the fighting. Sudanese Special Envoy Defala Al-Haj said on Monday that the Sudan army was in full control. He spoke to journalists in Juba just after his meeting with the South Sudan President Salva Kiir.
The elements of the rapid deployment force, the rebellion, has infiltrated inside the civilian quarters, and they are now taking, considering or actually occupying hospitals. That is why the army does not want to go aggressively because of the safety of the civilians.
And South Sudan's acting Foreign Affairs Minister Deng Dow Malik.
South Sudan reaffirmed its position that we in South Sudan, we are just at the gate of Sudan. Our interest is the stability and peace in Sudan. And peace in Sudan is peace in South Sudan.
Meanwhile, top UN officials and health industry leaders are demanding that the world invest more to develop new vaccines and tackle a surge in tuberculosis fueled by the impact of COVID-19, as well as conflicts including Ukraine and Sudan. Tuberculosis is the biggest infectious disease killer in the world today, taking the lives of around 4,400 people every day. That includes 700 children. It is now killing more people worldwide than COVID-19 or AIDS. There is more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. This is VOA News. As U.S. President Joe Biden meets Tuesday with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and other congressional leaders for the first time over the debt ceiling crisis, the options for easing out of the standoff are many. Tuesday's first meeting, it's extremely unlikely there will be any quick resolution. Biden and the big four congressional leaders of the House and Senate will convene at the White House, with neither side yet signaling a willingness to budget or budge off its opening position. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau's government is expelling a Chinese diplomat whom Canada's spy agency alleged was involved in a plot to intimidate an opposition lawmaker and his relatives in Hong Kong. A senior government official said Toronto-based diplomat Zhao Wei has 5 days to leave the country. The official spoke on condition of anonymity as they were not authorized to speak publicly on the matter. Also in Canada, fire crews battling wildfires threatening communities in western Canada are getting some relief from cooler temperatures and a bit of rain, but officials warn that the reprieve is only in some areas. In an interview, Alberta Province Premier Daniel Smith spoke about getting more assistance for fighting fires from the Prime Minister.
Likely asking if he has in the military any firefighting expertise that he can send, as well as perhaps engineers to assist with some of the fire breaks or rebuilding that needs to be done.
In Nigeria, in addition to fighting between Islamist militants and the government, a number of factors are contributing to more malnutrition in Nigeria. VOA's Timothy Obiezu explains.
The UN says the situation could get worse between June and September, the so-called hunger gap period, when foodstuffs from the previous harvest traditionally run out. Last year's bumper harvest was disrupted by Nigeria's worst flooding in a decade. The food shortage is in part a result of Russia's war in Ukraine and the recent crisis in Sudan. But officials say Nigeria's inflation and recent currency reform policy also constrained people's ability to buy food. Timothy Obiezu for VOA News, Maiduguri, Borno State, Nigeria.
The Israeli military says it killed 3 senior commanders of the militant Islamic Jihad group in targeted airstrikes. Palestinian health officials said 12 people were killed, including the commanders and members of their families. Palestinian health ministry said 20 people were injured. The strikes hit the top floor of an apartment building in Gaza City and the house in southern city of Rafah. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.